Being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Applington Parkersburg senior Avery Freund, talking about a little bit of the track and field season here so far. Avery, thanks for taking some time. I understand it's been a couple years since you've done track and field, right? Back out for your senior year. Can you just tell me a little bit about your history in track and field and I guess what brought you back here this year?
So I started out my freshman year in track, kind of following in my sister's footsteps. That was always her thing in high school. I was mostly just in hurdles. I was a part of the shuttle hurdle team that went to state that year. I ran a few sprints, but wasn't necessarily the best on the team. Didn't make it in any of the relays that made it to state, just the shuttle hurdle team. And then I ended up getting hip surgery my sophomore year of high school. That took me out for that year of track and the next year of track. And I guess I just have missed it a lot. So I decided my senior year that it was best that I could end on a high note and go back out for track and just see what I could do, I guess.
So tell me a little bit about some of the events that you've participated in this year, maybe some of the best events that you've had so far this year. I understand high jump is maybe one of, if not your best event so far.
Yeah. So high jump was something I did this year that I've never done before. I did it once, I guess, my freshman year as a JV starter. And this year I just saw it was fun. I thought Olivia Bellows was really good at it. And she was a big role model for me, especially in shuttle hurdle my freshman year. It's gone really well. I jumped my first meet and hit 410 right away. And that was a shock for both me and Coach Pollock. And from there, I have learned a lot through learning a bit from Olivia Bellows, through sending videos on email to her at GCU. And I've gotten a lot better in my form, and I've been able to jump a lot higher. Still only have made 410, but just getting closer to 5 foot every day, I guess.
And what would you say is your end goal here for the season, especially maybe when it comes to the high jump?
My end goal is really to jump the highest I can, maybe 5'1", 5'2". Our district is pretty stacked for high jump, which is a concern of mine because I was trying to really make it, but there's always that extra pool of eight top people that go after the top two in your districts. So what I'm trying to do, I guess, now is get the highest I can, maybe 5'1", 5'2", and try to secure a spot in that next eight of going to state.
And how about some of your other events you've done this year? What have those looked like for you?
I've mainly been running 200s in relays, mostly the 4x2, and then I've also ran the 4x1 at every meet. The 4x1 has been doing very well. We get first or second in almost every meet. The 4x2, the same. We have been doing very well. And even with the struggles of having soccer girls dual sporting, so we sometimes have them, sometimes don't. We need subs, but people always have stepped up and let the relays win. And just recently I've been running the open 2, which has been going surprisingly very well for me. I got fourth at Alburnett, and then I just got first at our home meet the other day.
And when it comes to the rest of the team, you've gotten a couple of team championships here just Tuesday night at the home meet, right, at the co-ed meet, and then at Alburnett as well. Can you tell me a little bit about maybe a couple of those different nights, maybe some of those big highlight nights for the team, and the feelings of, you know, coming home with a meet championship and stuff like that?
I would say it's a great feeling being a part of track. I think a lot of people think that it's a singular sport and you're always running against yourself, but it's way more of a team sport than you think. Especially on the AP girls track team, I always think that there's always someone around the track cheering you on, no matter if it's an individual event, a relay, a field event, no matter what. There's always somebody there cheering you on around the track as you go. And I think that plays a huge role in us winning these last couple meets, as we've become a lot tighter as a team, and we've had a lot of bonding portions of track meets that have helped us be able to run faster because we're trusting our relays more. We're trusting people with handoffs. And I think that has really set us above the bar recently. And the bond we have has set us above other teams who are maybe just there for themselves.
Yeah, and on that same note, I guess, how would you kind of describe the overall culture of the AP girls track program? I know I've been pretty strong here the last several years, you know, all the way up to a fifth place finish at the state meet here a year ago. It seems like it's a program where everyone's truly bought in and into the processes of what it takes to be successful, right?
The AP girls track team culture is one of the best I've ever been a part of at AP High School. I've very much missed it since my freshman year, and I'm very glad that I went back out this year. And a lot of that really does have to do with Coach Pollock and Coach Junker. They are an amazing group together, and they really push us to be our best, but also make sure that we are well rested, well taken care of. They'll set up ice baths after practices. They never over push us if we're telling them something hurts, if something, like if we're sick, they're never mad. they are probably one of the best coaches I've had in that sense. And they always are pushing us to do team bonding, to get closer. And that's really their big thing, is having a good culture. A good culture at AP in general really brings out the best in athletes in a way.
I want to switch gears here a little bit, because you were telling me a little bit about your career on the AAU softball scene, right? Helping you out for the high school season. Tell me a little bit about being able to compete at that level, how that's kind of gone for you. Maybe some of the big highlights from your AAU softball season.
My AAU softball season, I have been doing AAU since I was 10 years old. So it's been a huge part of my life for a really long time. And I think that has definitely portrayed into my events into high school softball. Like last year, getting first team all conference, center field, having over 400 batting average. AAU has really prepared me for all of that. It has made me not just a better player in softball, but better at other sports, because you're being physical all year round. But it's also made me have life skills that I will forever like be grateful for learning. And it's really helped me, especially in track season, I think, stay in shape. And I mean, running bases is pretty, it's difficult too. So I guess that's kept me in shape. And it's really gotten me prepared for this year's softball season, I think, because I've done it a lot, and my batting average has also been pretty good there. I'm not sure on the stats for that, but it's been pretty close to what I want. I haven't struck out a ton. And my catching I've caught also since I was 10, but I don't necessarily do it for varsity AP schools. This year I might be, and I'm really excited about portraying that as a new position, because that has been a love of mine also.
Yeah, and speaking of this upcoming season, I know you guys have really high hopes for the upcoming summer softball season here at AP. Can you give me just maybe a little bit of a snapshot of what things might look like? I know you were talking maybe some position changes. You don't have to say everything like that, but I know you guys are really excited about the upcoming season.
Yeah, we are very excited as a team for the upcoming season. I mean, last year, I think, really amped us up for this year. We went into the double digits of wins for the first time in I don't know how many years of the AP softball like history program. And that has made us super excited about this year. Our top oldest people, our three seniors, our two juniors for now, they play AAU all year round as well. And I think that has helped us really gain the skill level we need to be a really competitive team in softball. And although, like I said, there are some field positions that might be different or might not, we don't know for sure yet, but I think we're still looking for a great season. And I think it's because of how much we've trained. We've been lifting a lot more. We've taken the time in the winter to really practice batting and all the little things that will help us out in the season.
You bet. Just about out of time here, but I know you've been involved in quite a few other things. You're an FFA officer, right? Just tell me about some of those other things that are, you know, keeping you busy here throughout the school year.
I'd say the big one, like you mentioned, being an FFA officer that just ended recently because of our FFA banquet. FFA was a huge part of my life all 4 years of high school. It was never a part of my sister's life, so it was something new I got to try and be a part of on my own. And I think that has really made me a greater teammate in the sense of sports, but in the sense of everywhere in life. It's gained me a lot of communication skills, a lot of life skills. Same as speech events that I've been in, the play that I've been in, band and choir, just being involved in all the types of groups in high school. It has also made a lot of friends. It's made me have a lot of connections to the underclassmen, because all those classes and all those events, they're intermixed between grades. And I think that's a great part that like freshmen need senior leaders that they're not scared of, that they can trust, and that can kind of guide them in a way through their first year of high school. So I think that's not only benefited me for having someone to look after, but they also appreciate having upperclassmen do the things they love and that they can look up to.
Well, that's been AP senior Avery Freund. Thank you so much for the time today, and looking forward to seeing what you accomplish your rest of your senior year.
Thank you.